Blog Talk Radio.
It's the book everybody's talking about. Acclaimed author Clark Garrison lays it all on the line in his new book on how to survive the next 365 with real-life accounts of success and failure. And it's not only Clark Garrison's story, but it's yours as well. Order your book today at survivethenext365.com. And now, tune in bi-weekly to find out how you can discover the unique journey that you possess, along with the greatness in you. Join author Clark Garrison on Blog Talk Radio bi-weekly to help you figure out your personal blueprint on surviving the next 365. Learn the art of believing in the power within you with Clark Garrison. It's the hottest book on the planet, How to Survive the Next 365 by Clark Garrison. Order your book online now at survivethenext365.com or call 866-642-9125 and tell them to rush your order by author Clark Garrison on How to Survive the Next 365.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's The Conversation. I am your host, author DK Garrison, and I'm coming to you live from Hotlanta, GA. What a spectacular day we have here in Atlanta. Wish you were here. Hey, this show is based on the need to provide America with a dose of positive energy, and I believe we have just that for you. What an amazing show we have. If you are listening via the internet and you'd like to ask any of our guests a question, feel free to dial in. The number to dial in is 917-932-1078. Once again, the chat room is open, so feel free to hang out with us there. And shout out to Robert Bolt for producing my intro. Bear with me, folks. You know I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff. Texting, meeting, mastering the controls. You know how it is. Hey, tonight our guest is a skincare expert with her own unique product line as well as a poet. Her name is as wonderful as her karma. Big shout out and welcome to the show, Miss Honeysuckle Moon. She'll be up. Hey, but up first, the winner of Food Network's Extreme Chef. He'll be on to discuss his adventures on the show, as well as his creative line of seasoned, salt free, by the way, made to give a boost to your day to day cooking. His name is Chef Amadeus. I told you we had a great show. And we'll be right back after this musical break. Appreciate you. Love you. Thanks for stopping by The Conversation. Stay tuned. It pays to listen to The Conversation, as always.
Questioning if I still see you the same way, 'cause
Welcome back to the show, Low Cut for Music, Soul Child. Hey, listen, hey guys, I got to tell you this. This show is brought to you by Sheldon Sneed Designs. If you're a small business and you are a small business owner, you already know that today's business economy is tough and your competition certainly is stiff. Set yourself apart with original branding and marketing materials from Sheldon Sneed Design. This guy has done everything for me, any of my artwork. He did my book cover. I recommend him to you all. If you want quality work done the way you want it done, Sheldon Sneed Design is the cat to do it. Go to his website, www.SheldonSneedDesigns.com, or you can reach him at Shell Sneed, that's SHELSNEED, at yahoo.com. All right, hey, listen, let's get to our first guest. By the way, my first guest got a little noise in the background. Hold on, my first guest is a bi-coastal chef from Seattle, Washington, all the way to Jacksonville, Florida. He loves to show you how to convert your kitchen into a gourmet palace with just the basics. He also has his very own line of seasonings. Plus, he's the current winner of Food Network's Extreme Chef. Please welcome, without further ado, a good friend of mine, Chef Amadeus, in the house. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, what's going on? What's going on?
You got a football game, man?
No, look, you know what I'm doing? I'm in the grocery store right now.
Hey, where else would a chef be, right?
I know. I'm in the grocery store in Seattle, Washington. Last night I was I was a guest chef at a restaurant in Seattle. Tonight I have a private dinner to do, and then tomorrow morning I fly back down to Jacksonville. So, like I say, dude, it's been great winning Extreme Chef.
Man, life of a chef, man. I knew I chose the wrong path. And I want to start off by asking you, brother, where did you find your love for cooking, and what prompted you to become a professional at it?
Well, actually, what prompted me to do it was my mom and my grandmother would bring me in the kitchen because, you know, I'm a small fella, so nobody would let me play any games when I was younger. So I would come in the house, and my mom and my grandmother would come over to the house with us, and one day you'll find something that everybody wants part of, and next thing you know, I've just been cooking. Cooking is so easy to me. It comes to me. I'm relaxed with it. There's no pressure. It's just something I love.
Wow. Well, you certainly do it well. It's a testimony to all the accolades you've received. Having known you from some time now, I know you love to show people all over the states how they can use their very basics in their own home to present a fantastic engagement. Now, my question is, how does that work, Chef? How do you do it?
Well, you know, here's the thing. I just try and get people to not look at cooking as a job, like, oh, my God, I got to go home and cook. You know, I want to have fun in the kitchen. So I teach them. When I teach them how to cook, I teach people that have busy lives, I teach them quick and simple ways to do things. Teach them a lot of shortcuts so they can entertain. I teach guys how to cook for their girlfriends or their wives or if they go on a date. For me, it's fun to watch the end product. And the end product for me when I'm teaching somebody how to cook is the smile on their face and, you know, things like that. So, like I say, it's just fun for me to do that. And I get a kick out of it. It's just fun for me, you know. With my spices, like with my line of spices, the entire line is called Southern Passion. And people will think that I just cook Southern food. And I always tell them, Southern Passion is a state of mind. It's not a cuisine. It's a state of mind. So I teach them how to cook with those spices. They're very simple spices. So the little bump, you can use that on everything. Everything from chicken, seafood, whatever you want. And then there's the Chino 5 you use for desserts. A lot of people use it. I do a lot of healthy cooking. A lot of people use the Chino 5 just for oatmeal in the morning. And, you know, as you get older, you got to eat healthy, and all my seasonings have no salt in them. So it's my passion to make sure that when I teach them how to cook, they continue to learn. They continue to just have so much fun doing it.
Well, you know, you stole my thunder because I was definitely going to talk about your unique salt-free Southern Passion line, but you did that for me. I appreciate that, brother. That's
the
beauty of interviewing a guy
who's
a radio show host anyway.
Yeah, like I said, winning the show was crazy, man. The guy that I beat, he was a stiff competitor. He graduated from the Culinary Institute of America and all this stuff here, and I didn't graduate from any of those schools. I just have a passion to cook, you know. That's just what I do. And like I say, I'm always teaching. And the other reason I won, because I do a door knock session where I show up at people's house and cook whatever they have in their house. And that's what the whole competition was about. Here's some product. We're not going to tell you what it is. Boom. So do your thing. So I had a blast.
Well, how'd you wind up from Jacksonville to Seattle? What's the story on that?
Well, I'm born and raised in Seattle. I mean, in Jacksonville. And my cousin got married and wanted me to come do her wedding, the Fruitful Wedding. So I came out here, and 3 hours after I landed, somebody offered me a job. I was like, okay, I'll do it. Okay,
you got it.
And it's been fun ever since. And now I'm really going from pillar to post. From Jacksonville to Seattle, and, I mean, you can't get any further than that. I've done some stuff in Miami, Fort Pierce. I'll be down in Naples, Florida. So I just travel all over the country, man, just travel cooking and golfing. So I try and get as much golfing as possible.
Yeah, we even get a chance to catch you here in Atlanta every now and then, so we got to get you back.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in Atlanta. Matter of fact, I will be in Atlanta real soon because there's a couple of events coming up. I know I'm looking at something in December. I'm supposed to be there in Atlanta. And then I'm supposed to be doing another event, I think, next month. So, like I say, you know, I'm always like coming to the ATL, man. Always like coming to the ATL. Because as I travel, you know, I'm promoting my spices. And so if they go to my website, chefamadeus.com, there's recipes on there with my website. And you'll see there's videos on there. Simple videos on how to make this Laotian chicken, this Laotian paste. So just some fun videos on it you can watch instead of, you know, reading the recipe. I'll show you how to make it.
Hey, Chef, I want to change gears to talk about the very creative ways you come to a person's home. You mentioned this a little bit. to help our host and guests enjoy a nice cuisine line like no other. What are your knock sessions, if you could go over that for our listeners?
A door knock session. So you'll contact me and say you want to do a door knock session, and I show up at your house. And when I show up at your house, whatever you have in your kitchen, in your refrigerator, in your cabinets, I go in there and just start creating dishes. I have no idea what I'm going to make because I show up the same time your guests do, or maybe 15 minutes after them so you guys can relax, you know, whatever. And I just go in your cabinet and your refrigerator and just start pulling everything out. And just start creating 3-4 dishes. Sometimes I'll do, you know, depending on what you have, I can make like 4 or 5 dishes. So it's just shooting from the hip. I bring my spices, my line of spices, Southern Passion, and I bring my knives, and we just go in the kitchen and start creating stuff.
Man, I can imagine you get the look on people's faces when they see you pull out things out of their own fridge and cabinets and make this meal like none other. And it's like, I didn't even realize we had that in there.
You know, that's exactly right. I have people that they look at me like, wow, I would have never thought to put those together. Because most people have like a basic pantry, and I know how to put those basic ingredients together. The flour, the baking soda, the, you know, the honey, the grape jelly, what goes with what, you know. And it's fun for me to always be that creative. That's why I went on the Extreme Chef. When I had to do that one bite, it was like, you know, that's what I do for a living. So it was kind of fun to do it that way. So, but like I said, man, the donut sessions is great. And you can get more information and send me information on my website.
Well, let's talk about, you mentioned Extreme Chef. For those who are not food network junkies like I am, tell us what that show was and what it's about, and what's the goal for winning it?
Well, the show is about, you get 3 chefs, put them in this extreme situation. Like on mine, I was the Mexican Showdown. So my first dish I cooked was mealworms, scorpions, and crickets. So they gave us, we had to go and pick these worms up, these scorpions up and everything. We had to cook it. We had 20 minutes to cook a dish. After we did the dish, then we had to figure out, then our next challenge was to go get our produce and our meat and everything, and we had to put everything in the back of on the side of a donkey and pull it to the town, to our workstation. And the donkey that I had, if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see all that me pulling on this donkey, and it was crazy. Everybody's still laughing about that. And then the one bite challenge, you know, at the end when someone gets eliminated, then the next two, they go through the final stage, and it's a one bite. You put it on a silver spoon, and it's one bite for $10,000, and I happen to win.
Oh, man, one bite?
One bite for $10,000, and so I made, as a matter of fact, I'm making the dish tonight. It's a dulce de leche, which is this sweet cream that's been cooked down. Dulce de leche crusted flank steak with a seared chayote salsa on it with green mustard at the bottom of the spoon, and it's just that one bite, and you put it in your mouth, and all the flavor just explodes.
Well, hey, brother, congratulations on pulling off, man, I can't even imagine being in that situation at all, but congratulations for you for pulling it off. Hey, you also have a show right here on Blog Talk Radio called Southern Passions Lounge, which airs each and every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific time and 4 p.m. Eastern time. What's your show about?
My show is called the Southern Passion Lounge, where the industry comes to hang out. So I have chefs from all over the country come on my show. I've had chefs from California, from Washington, Florida, Atlanta. And we just talk about restaurants, talk about what's going on, what every chef is doing in their own city. And I've had, like I said, from North Carolina, everything. And we just talk about industry stuff. And people, you can ask questions, send emails to me at chefamadeus.com, and if you have questions, same thing with your show. If you have questions, you can email them to me. What's happening next month, I start my private chef month. So we're getting ready for the holiday season. So we're having private chefs from around the country call in, and we'll talk about how to book a caterer, how to book a caterer, what questions you should ask a caterer, because just like anything, when you're looking for a caterer, not only do they interview you, you have to interview them. Because everybody, just because somebody cooked food doesn't mean that caterer is right for you.
Wow. Hey, Rob, since you're on this topic, give us one question that's a key question to ask a caterer.
The key question to ask the caterer is, are you, here's one. Ask the caterer, what's the biggest party they've ever done? Because right now, everybody's trying to, get booked. So people will book stuff and not be fully prepared for it. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that you have to know. Also, you want to ask them how flexible are the menus? Are their menus in stone? Can you, that's what you need to ask those caterers.
Gotcha. Hey, Chef, what's up next for you, man? And how is winning Extreme Chef helpful for your future?
Well, the next thing is up for me is I am working with the United States Navy cooks. So I'm going to the bases and working with their cooks, which is so much fun. Oh, my God, it's so much fun. I was a cook in the Navy. And so when I won, I got in touch with, my friend who was in the Navy and wound up going to a base out here in Washington. I'm going to one in Florida and things like that. And what I'm getting ready to do now is my Southern Passion Tour. I'll be up and down 95, promoting my spices. So I'll be in a city near you, and you can check my website at chefamadeus.com for all the dates and everything like that.
Man, that's fantastic. Hey, let me know when you need like a flunky, man, just to carry your bag, brother.
you know, like I say, man, when I'm in Atlanta, I'll definitely catch up with you, and we have to do some cooking at the house, man.
Oh, you know we will, man. You just let me know when you're coming in, and I'll have it set up. We'll have a couple hundred people over here. We'll get down.
Okay, dude, I'm going to hold you to that. So I'll be in, like I said, I'm only like 5 hours from you now, so I can just drive up there, so.
Hey, sure. Thank you, man. You're running all over Seattle, brother. But listen, how can someone purchase your spice? I know you said it a couple times. I want you to say it one more time for everybody. And also, how can they hire you to be their personal chef for a date? And keep in mind, everybody, he will travel to you wherever you are. So there's no place that you can't get Chef Amadeus.
Well, the way that you're going to touch me and my spices is go to my website at chefamadeus.com. If you want to hire me, you can go to my website on the contact page and send me your information and your name, number, and all that, and I'll get back with you, and we can set something up. Like I said, I do travel all over the country. Doesn't matter whether it's a big city or small city, I'll be there. As long as you have a stove, I'll be there.
I love it, brother. Hey, thanks so much, man, for being a part of the show, and we got to make sure we catch you on Southern Passion Lounge, brother, to get those tips Wednesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you, brother. We'll see you soon.
All right. I look forward to it.
Hey, there you go. Chef Amadeus, the winner of Extreme Chef on Food Network. And you know you got to be big time to cook roaches or hamsters or whatever it was he was cooking. Off the chain. Hey, listen. Honeysuckle Louie is talking that she'll be right back right after this song. We'll see you in a few.
She's been talked about constantly. She's been up and down. She's been pushed around, but they held her down and regrets, she accepts the past. All these things, they help you make she. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything, yeah. You know I've been holding on. Tried to make me wait, but I still stay strong. Yeah. Put my life all up in me, so just so you can feel me, you can get the way. Take me.
Almost caught me slipping. All right, let's move to our very next guest. I'm totally excited. My next guest has her own self-titled all-natural skincare line featuring treatments of tea soaps, exfoliates, body butters, and much, much more. Please, without further ado, welcome the Louisiana native and master of poetry. She didn't know I was going to stick that in on her. Miss Honeysuckle Moon is in the building.
Ethan, good evening, Clark. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. I have all of this positive energy on the show right now. I'm about to burst.
Absolutely. I truly enjoyed the initial segment with Chef Amadeus. I got so excited. I was waiting for him to expound upon what he does with great jelly. I'm just always passionate about what takes place in the kitchen. You know, it was just an amazing aspect of chef work. I said grape jelly. And so I look forward to checking him out a little bit later this evening online. But I am so happy to be here with you, and I'm so looking forward to our time.
I am too. We're going to dive in because I got about 1,000 questions I'm going to ask you tonight. You didn't know that. I'm going to start by asking you, you have a unique and creative, wonderful name. How did you find, how did that name find you?
You asked the right question. because it was totally not that I just decided to select a name. That name is more of a designation that I received from the beginning of my time here on Earth as a little girl raised along the bayous of Louisiana. And the honeysuckle flower and plant was one of those that I felt most connected to. The sweet resonance and the nectar of it was always something that drew me. And so I gained honeysuckle during the early part of my life. And Moon definitely came to carry me forth into womanhood. And that's more of my cosmic connection, one may say. And the Moon itself has a very beautiful responsibility of carrying the waters of the earth. And so that's my way of, I guess, being an attribute of the healing component of the divine goddess. And so you have Honeysuckle Moon tonight.
Wow. Man, I knew I was going to get a great answer. I'm so happy I thought of that question. I can. Okay. As you see, I'm beside myself tonight. Hey, you seem to have a connection. You mentioned this just a few seconds ago, with healing, and you chose skincare therapy as one of your platforms. Now, I know our skin, being the largest organ we have, is often the least taken care of. Why do you think that is so?
Well, I believe that we have become so bombarded by all of the things that are taking place internally that we really don't pay enough attention to exactly what is taking place around us, because our environment is a very large part of not only what is taking place internally, but primarily with our skin, because the skin is our first line of defense against the environment. And so I believe that if we work with the proper ingredients, if we make certain that we are existing within a space that is less toxic as possible, we'll be able to ultimately have optimal wellness. And what I really love about the skin is that the skin does a great job in working on behalf of the various organ systems. And so we really have to give our skin just a little bit more credit than what may have been previously realized, especially as we get older. For me, it hit me at about age 30. And I woke up in the mirror one day, and I looked at my skin, and I remember specifically the skin on my back looked like it was just a little old-looking and ashy. And it just wasn't in its optimal state. And so I figured that I would take some time and really go into myself and remember all of the things that I had gained and gathered along the way, and just really get back into certain measures of self-love. And two recipes were born, and 5 years later, I found that over 150 recipes had been created under the line Honeysuckle Moon Natural Skincare. So it's been a victorious journey here.
Wow, 150 recipes. That is insane.
150, and truly it's over 150. I get a little bit beside myself sometimes, and I say, well, do I want to count this month? And so maybe once we get into autumn, I'll do a new count, because I have all customized aromatic and herbal integration. And with those, what takes place is I have a portfolio of different herbs, botanicals, minerals, and aromatherapy oils that I'm able to infuse several base recipes with. And so let's say, for example, kiwi coconut lime is one of my most popular infusions. People love it, men love it, children love it, women adore it. And if you are in a place of embracing that particular infusion as a body butter, but you would like it in, let's say, a candle. Then I have a soy and shea butter candle, the Moonshine Mood Healing Candle, that you can take that very same integration or infusion and place it into that candle, or you can put it into the Marigold Sunshine Massaging Oil, or if you'd like something a little bit cooler, I have a Natural Body Mist River Water Skin Cooler, where you can get kiwi, coconut, lime, even in that, or as a sea salt scrub, or even a soak. And so that's how I'm able to cite a number so large as 150, whereas a lot of persons that may be within the same industry as I am have staple recipes. They may be lacking in the level of creative attention that they give it in diversifying each recipe.
Well, I have to agree with you 1,000% on that. I've not seen such powerful, unique combinations as yours. What makes your Honeysuckle Moon skincare line so unique?
All the love I put in it.
Mm.
Just the love. There has been a study of the skin that has, goodness, I would say, really an innate foundation, because my oldest memory actually is of me sitting in the dirt, digging up the dirt, making these mud pies and pulling this wild grass that had these beautiful little electric pink and violet flowers on them that we called rabbit grass. And I don't know how edible rabbit grass was, but I was eating it and having a great time, evidently. And that has been my initial foundation in my love for botany as a whole. And so from there, at about age 7, I remember my very first therapeutic treatment. My mother, my aunt, and I had a next-door neighbor, Miss Dorothy, and they would all call me from outside playing to come and what I would formally call massage their scalp, but informally I would call it scratching their head is what would happen. So they would call me from outside to come and scratch their head. And so I became very familiar with the scalp at a very early age. By age 9, I was handling my first extractions, and so I've been extracting impurities from the skin for about 25 years, and once I started my clinical training, I had to take some of what it was that was being given to me, but I learned from the best, you know, just sitting right there on the laps of the women who have supported me from day one and how to take care of the body.
Wow. Wow.
So it's a different kind of approach to skin therapy.
Yeah. Well, this is a technical question just for those who might be listening, because, heck, I don't know either. How does a person discover what products in your line should they focus on? Is there a system, or should they have a consultation with you first?
Well, I would say that a consultation is always a great way to get started with the product line. And the reason why I say that is because our skin is very much like our fingerprints. Everything and everyone has their own identity, their own, I would say, approaches to skincare. Number one, they have various regimens. And some people even have skin conditions that vary from person to person, like let's say eczema, for instance. What may be taking place with one person's form of eczema may vary from the person that comes right after them. And so what I would like to do is have a formal consultation and find out exactly what happens within a 30-day cycle of their skin. What happens when it's 100 degrees outdoors versus 30 degrees outdoors? What happens when the skin is purging or sweating? And so these are all things that allow me to customize the very best skincare plan for them.
Now that makes perfect good sense. Honey Sucker, what is reflexology, if you would?
Reflexology has to be the most beautiful modality of body wellness that's out there. And the reason why I say that is because with reflexology, and I have a focus at this time more so in foot reflexology. Why I love foot reflexology so is because you are working directly with the feet, you are enhancing total body wellness. And when I say that, you have essentially a map on the feet that correlates to all of the different body systems within the total body, from the top of the toe down to the base of the heel, that you can go in to address different systems. Whereas, let's say, if a person has issues with their reproductive system, there are points within the foot and along the ankle that you can go in and stimulate through forms of massage and pressure points that allow positive change and well-being toward that endocrine system. Let's say if someone has back issues, then there are points within the foot that you can go in and stimulate once again that will take care of that particular area of the body. And so I have found from working with several different people over the past year acutely with reflexology that you can go in and really enhance what that person may be moving through. And I personally have experienced the redirection with reflexology because with me working as a handcrafter, there are often times where my neck and my shoulders will experience a lot of tension. And I have been able to perform foot reflexology even on myself to help reduce some of that stress and pain. And so it is an ancient art form that has been experienced by all, I would say, since the beginning of time, because I always look to the ancient healing systems first. And while it was popularized as an ancient Chinese modality, I am here to state that the ancient Chinese learned their healing modalities from the ancient Kemetic or the ancient Egyptian healing temples. And so that is an area of wellness that I encourage persons to experience, whether it is in a very private setting, whether it's out and about. Because what's great about that particular area of wellness, being that it does have certain influence within the massage world, you don't have to disrobe. All you have to do is take off your socks and your shoes, and you're able to receive a treatment. And so that allows me to perform this particular modality in numerous public locations, whether it be a festival or whether it be an art venue. And a person can, when they allow a minimum of 15 minutes to be treated, it really brings about positive well-being. And so I love foot reflexology. During the time that I was able to work with other clinic therapists, that was the one modality that I chose more than any other. So I'm very, very passionate about foot reflexology.
I'm sitting over here now fiending for one as you describe it in such wonderful detail. So, wow.
Well, I've got you. You just let me know.
Amen. I got another techie question. Explain, because I did a lot of reading and background research on you, your product, and just all the things that you provide. And can you explain what is Skin Eco Artistry?
Skin Eco Artistry. Well, if we look at some of the root words there, you have skin, then you have eco, and you have art. And essentially, we are talking about the art of skincare through green-friendly or botanical derivative, earth derivative ingredients. And so skin eco-artistry as a whole is the way that I have decided to approach the aesthetic industry, the skincare industry, because I feel as though there has been a lot of shielding and a lot of watering down of the ingredients that Mother Nature has provided to us naturally, but they have been so diluted to the point to where it ends up taking times longer to get the very same redirective or healing benefit that you could have used by just having the whole plant or the whole mineral. And when I say that, we're talking about uncut plants, uncut minerals. And so if I'm working with aloe vera, I'm working directly with aloe vera itself. I'm working directly with burdock root, a pot marigold flower. And when you get these recipes, and I can only call them recipes because they are uncut, they're fully concentrated, as opposed a lot of the product lines that are out there which have become comfortable, I would say, in providing these formulations of products that have been heavily weighed down anywhere from, I would say, 50% generously, but I would be more inclined to say 90% poorly with fillers that evidently if you have 10% of botanical and mineral ingredients and 90% fillers, if you do your math on that, you'll realize that you will take 10 times longer to receive the very same skin benefit or the very same skin optimization that you would get with a company that said, hello, I'm going to utilize these herbs, these minerals directly infused, uncut, going on as a topical treatment. You get a more effective healing. And so the artistry aspect of it is when it really gets fun, because I have what's called infusions. And with infusions, I take these herbs that I'm speaking of and I run them through various elemental processes, whether it's introducing it through the element of fire or water or sometimes a little bit in between, and I can create a recipe that ends up not only being therapeutically wonderful for the skin, but I love the visual aesthetic behind my product line. So if you go into some of the recipes, let's say the marigold sunshine massaging oil. This is not your traditional massaging oil because you have a bit of aesthetic with it. With the marigold flower, actually inside of each bottle, you end up having petals that are floating within a base of grapeseed and almond oil, and it just ends up being as much so a beautiful gift as is the JTC scrub, where you'll get different recipes in accordance to the integrations that we spoke about earlier. Let's say, for instance, with the kiwi, coconut, lime, and I'm going to compare two so that way you can see exactly how the artistry comes into play. With kiwi, coconut, lime, JTC scrub, you'll have the base of the jade, sea salt, and almonds, but you'll have the supporting herbs of your chamomile flower. There's grated coconut, and you have black sesame seed strictly for aesthetic, because you can't have a kiwi without a beautiful black seed. And so That is one approach to the artistry. And on the other side of it, let's say, for instance, Butter Dragonfly Flower. And I know some of these names are like, wow, where is she pulling this from? This is part of the artistry within itself. This is part of what makes it fun. With Butter Dragonfly Flower, I was inspired by this the seed that you could get at any of your home gardening stores, like a Home Depot, somewhere like that, where they have this seed mix that you could just throw into the earth and it would produce all of these wonderful flowers that would attract butterflies and dragonflies. And so I started thinking about some of my favorite flowers that I know attracts the little insect world out there. And so I got a little honeysuckle, I got a little jasmine, I got a little bit of that pot marigold flower that I was telling you about, a little bit of the ylang ylang flower. And I was able to infuse those base recipes that we spoke about earlier. But as a JTC scrub, you're going to get that very same base of the jade seaside and almond, but you're actually getting the pot marigold flowers and the jasmine flowers within the scrub. And so as opposed to just a plain scrub that may feel good or that may smell good, it's enhanced visually, and the flowers just feel awesome on the skin. That's skin ecotherapy in a nutshell.
You have me sold, and as I will venture to guess that most of the listeners are diehard fans already. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to none other than Honeysuckle Moon out of Atlanta. She hails from Louisiana in the Bayou, as I like to say. You're big on energy focuses. How do you maintain yourself such a positive energy?
I pray a lot. I pray a great deal. And after I pray a lot, I do a significant amount of meditation. And that has been my saving grace, essentially, as far as maintaining a certain level of peace, because I am human. And so just like anyone else, I have certain stressors and I have to strive to maintain my balance. One of the other things that I would say has been a saving grace for me is the omitting of red meat. I don't eat any red meats, and I have not since the 90s. And in the past couple of years, I have even cut chicken out of my diet. And so I don't consume any meats that suffer a degree of slaughter and pain during the time that is being produced for consumption. And I do believe that that does more or less assist what it is that you're speaking of.
I read one of your blogs the other day, and I saw you were enjoying sorrel. Now, do you offer that as well?
Now, what's so cool about that question is, in the fall and winter time, I have an infusion that's called hibiscus rose. And sorrel is actually prepared from the hibiscus flower. And so you can get a few recipes that would remind you a little bit of sorrel. And that JETC scrub is quite gorgeous with the hibiscus flowers. And so I was actually drinking one of the Jamaican drinks that day, but I do play around with the hibiscus flower as well.
Yeah, I have a good friend from Trinidad, and that's one of her favorite drinks, but she drinks hers with a touch of rum.
You know, I have never seen sorrel done in any way other than a beautiful way. You know, you can take a little bit of pineapple, you can take a bit of lime or ginger, and you can really enhance it to make it a nice drink, whether you consume it hot or cold. Sorrel is definitely one of my favorites.
I kind of figured that. Well, we're wrapping it up. I got one more question I got to throw in. I've also discovered you have an affinity for poetry. What does words mean to you?
Words are an expression of the spirit. Whether they are verbal or nonverbal, words are something that immediately incite change. And so, like, I've heard the term growing up, you know, that words don't hurt. Words have the ability to hurt. They have the ability to heal. They have the ability to humor us. And so with words, I would say that we have to choose them carefully, and not only choose them carefully, but at best choose them holistically, because once you release them, you can't take them back.
Wow.
Words are
great
no
advice. Well, thank you so much, Honey Soko, for being with us today. And for those who'd like a consultation,
it was my pleasure being with you today.
Well, you know, we always have fun. But I got to ask you, for those who'd like to, you know, consultation, or who know they already, you know what they already need and would like to purchase the products from you, where should they go?
I would suggest, first and foremost, I'm spending some time on the blog, and that is honeysucklemoon.blogspot.com, and that will familiarize your listenership to the world of Honeysuckle Moon and in what is taking place, and they'll get a chance to preview the treatment menu, because treatments are going to initiate officially at an Atlanta salon location next week on August 23rd, so I'm currently scheduling appointments. Outside of that, I would suggest that they contact me via email at honeysucklemoon@gmail.com, or if they would prefer to just shop directly with me, they can shop at honeysucklemoon.artfire.com. So you've got a few options as far as contacting me. And you can always tweet and Facebook me.
Absolutely. Also, last but not least, I keep saying last, but I got one more thing. No one knows this yet, but you, fan favorite of the show, Mr. Manifest Raw, who has a segment, comes on every month here on The Conversation, and myself, are planning an event September 23rd in celebration of the annual Florida A&M University versus Southern Classic in Atlanta. I'm excited about that. Do you mind if you would maybe give a brief description of what we are planning for that day, that Friday the 23rd?
Absolutely. On Friday, September the 23rd, we're inviting you to come and spend some time with us at Cafe Wellness, which is taking place at the Courtyard Marriott in downtown Atlanta. It is a beautiful historic location that is going to host a multitude of very conscious workshops and wellness treatments. And later that evening, we are going to have our Spa Love Jones, which is going to be an infusion of poetry, jazz, and wellness. And so with that said, myself, Manifest Ra, and of course you, Mr. Clark Garrison, are going to be taking some time to share each of our philosophies and our approaches to wellness, so that way we can enhance what is more or less seeming as a depletion within the African-American communities. And so more than any time ever, I would say we need to become more knowledgeable of not only the processes that are taking place on an internal level, but we just need to be aware of exactly what's taking place around us. We need to become more knowledgeable about the best way to take care of our life force, as Manifest Ra would say, are ways to take care of us, you know, ways to survive 365. And so these are going to be discussions that will be held in a very comfortable atmosphere. We're going to get a chance to have tea and spend some good time with one another, and it's going to be a full day. And so whether you're coming into the city early or whether you're an Atlanta native, take some time and come on over. So there will be an early segment, which will focus more so on the workshops, and then we'll have our evening segment, which is going to have the poetry and jazz focus. But either way, the time that you come in to spend with us is definitely going to be the divine time. So we welcome you to come on through to Cafe Wellness on September 23rd.
I am so stoked about this opportunity, this event, that date, and we will certainly have you and Manifest back on the show next month a couple times just to talk about more of the details as we unfold them to the universe. So, again, thank you so much for hanging out with me.
It's been real, and it's been really, really beautiful.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you have her, Honey Second Moon, in the house. Hey, man, I told you we're going to have a top-notch show. I tried to tell you guys. I don't know why you thought I was lying. Anyway, you know when I play ill, about time for us to get out of here. That is our show for tonight. I certainly hope you had as much fun as I did. Hey, big up to my guest tonight, Chef Amadeus, winner of Extreme Chef on Food Network, and none other than Honeysuckle Moon, master, teen therapist, diva, queen, mother of tennis, you know, in the house. Hey, if you haven't already, do me a favor. Go by my website and check me out. Check us out, Survive365, the journey. You can go to Survive365, hang out with us, join our free newsletter, experience Survive365, check out the book. It's all there for you. Also, shout out to the boss, Miss Carrie Smith. Gotta give her his. Just keep props. Hey, do not miss tomorrow's makeup, special makeup show. We missed it last time, technical difficulties, kept us down, but we'll be back. Tomorrow's a special show. We normally don't have a show tonight, but we will have e-media expert Miss Jane Friesen in the house. She is one special lady in the turn in any thought for ideas in the e-media realm. Also, Healthy is the new hire will be with us, Ms. Deidre Fabre. And Ms. Cheryl Tyler will be in the house to talk a little bit about the power and necessity of colonics. That's all we got tonight. Remember, if you live life casually, you'll simply end up a casualty. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. That's all we got. Peace.